listen, let me assure you, you are in the right place. This is it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Great broadcast today. Our website's thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com. That's where you get the great specials over at thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Fantastic broadcast today. We're going to do a little news, and we got some great news stories. The very first news story, the story of the day, comes from Europe, and we'll get to that momentarily with Uncle Kevin. Later, our guests, Rebecca Friedrich. She's the founder of For Kids in Country, forkidsincountry.org. And you may know her, you may have heard of her. She was involved in a landmark case in many ways about against the teachers union in California that went all the way to the Supreme Court. It was, her case was set, for about a month before, Scalia died. And so Scalia died. And so everybody knew that they were going to win 5-4, but Scalia died and it was a push 4-4. Well, then another case came behind her and they won 5-4, this union case. Okay. If that's all that this woman has accomplished or has done, that would be a lot. And then we'd have her on to talk about it. So much more. It's going to be an adult theme. When she comes on, I'm telling you right now, we're going to get this out for your children and what have you. We want to, be very careful about having them listening when she comes on. I just want you to know that. I'm going to ask her some very direct questions about what's going on in these schools, how the union's connected, the money that's going on, the agendas that are coming down, the teachers union, how they're pushing it, what's actually being taught in the schools right now, what your children are being taught in public schools right now. Enough of me speculating, enough of me getting on my soapbox and yelling about this. We're actually having somebody that's right there talking about this and many other things that involve with the unions and teachers and what have you. Very important guest. We only have her on for 30 minutes. Hopefully next time more. I'm actually going to play a short video of one of her other interviews that she did so you can kind of get up to speed so we can just get right to the heart of this matter. Very excited to have her on. This is, I think, obviously, I've never interviewed her before, but from what I can tell, what I've researched, I've done a good little bit here. This is a must-listen. This is a must-listen interview that will come on about the last hour, last 45 minutes of the show. We'll be talking about and to Rebecca Friedrich from For God and Country. Robert Tactalian will be joining us for a good little while. Of course, the Vitamir toothpaste, the mouthwash, but maca. We're going to specifically talk a lot about maca, why you need maca, why maca is different. And there's a lot of protein powders and protein things out there. So stay tuned for all that. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again, Dan. And I take my maca every day.
I love that maca.
Yeah, so do I. It's different than all the other protein.
Yeah, there's a lot of those protein powders. I wouldn't even take them anymore. But that maca, it's an adaptogenic.
No, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It means it adapts to what your body needs, ways and whatever.
It helps your hormones, yeah.
Right, adapts to what you need.
I just forgot that word.
Adaptogenic.
It's early.
That's the you keep saying that. You know, half of
America, I wake up 5 minutes ago. What do you mean?
Yeah, I know. We never know if you're going to be here or not. It's always a debate with the children. Is Uncle Kevin coming today? I don't know. We'll see. I don't promise anything.
I got to scramble. Once that alarm rings, I scramble to get over here.
Well, all of America is very happy that you can bless us with your presence.
That's right.
This is the story of the day to me. I am just thrilled beyond the moon about this story. This is such a good story. Polish court rules in favor of Russian dad who took his kids back from Swedish Muslim foster family and fled to Poland.
Awesome.
I'm going to read a little bit of the details. After the Swedish government seized his three daughters, this man, his name is Lizov, I think I'm pronouncing that right, and placed them in a Muslim foster family. Lizov is Christian, by the way.
Yeah.
Russian father Denis Lizov took his daughters back and fled to Poland, where he attempted to claim asylum. The Swedish government then ordered Lizov to be arrested in absentia and reportedly put out a European arrest warrant and an extradition request.
They wanted Interpol in on it, huh?
European, all throughout Europe, an arrest warrant and an extradition. We want him back.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then it went to the Polish court. The judge described the Muslim family where the Russian's daughters were placed as a culturally and mentally alien environment for the Christian girls.
Wow. I agree. 100%.
A Warsaw district court has rejected a demand by Sweden to expel a Russian national who took his three daughters and gave him asylum.
Awesome.
Poland not only said no, but they said hell no. Like Cliven Bundy likes to say.
Yep.
not only no, but very strongly no. No, thank you. We're not going to honor your arrest warrant.
Nope.
And we're not going to honor your extradition warrant.
Why would somebody take and put them in a religion that they don't, use?
Well, supposedly the mother, Dennis's wife, was mentally unstable. Sweden said that. I mean, I don't know if she wasn't or wasn't. But that doesn't mean the father had a problem.
Right.
They were dealing with as a family. So they just took the children and straight to Muslim families.
Man,
the Christian children into Muslim families.
That's insane. It's criminal, my view.
Well, that, and I think about America and these kind of stories in America and, let me ask you this. How do you think an American court would rule on that?
Same way, probably. Depends on what state you're in. If you're in California, absolutely they would
rule with it. So let's say it was California and then you fled California to Georgia or whatever. How do you think Georgia would rule?
Oh, I think they wouldn't honor the extradition.
You think so?
I think so.
I disagree. I hope you're right.
I hope
you're right.
Yeah, I think so. I'm hoping.
I know, very interesting.
But you have to flee to one of them states that are good.
What are you talking? Let's move on. Next story. Next story. I don't know that that's true in America. I really don't. I hope that's true, but states usually honor other states' arrest warrants. United Arab Emirates oil tanker vanishes after drifting into Iranian waters. It's very odd. Was it blown up?
They sunk it to collect the insurance policies?
It stopped transmitting its location over 2 days ago. So I guess it got sunk. I mean, who knows? I don't know. Flood of Africans flee to the United States. I mean, this is nothing new, ladies and gentlemen. I just was struck checking out this article, and I'll tell you why. Let me get your thoughts on this, and then you tell me your thoughts. When an armed conflict erupted in his village in Congo, this man, I had no idea how to pronounce his name, he fled from the carnage. Hundreds of people, including some of his relatives, were slaughtered. Him and hundreds of others tried to escape. They fled through Africa, then to Europe, trying to go to South America, and then to the United States. What strikes you about this? Is there anything that strikes you about the story?
He must have grabbed his piggy bank full of money so he could fly over.
That is one thing that came to me. Where is he getting the money to come to South America and fly? I mean, that's no cheap trip. I can't even begin to.
Soros was involved some way.
The thought that came to me is with all the complaints about America, and this is such a crap hole country, supposedly, why are these people risking life and limb and trying to move heaven and earth to get here?
Yeah.
I'm not saying America's perfect, but
they got the word is out. Come here, you got everything free. I've seen the posters.
Well, there's another story. In South America, people are going down there with cameras and they're interviewing people. Yeah, they tell me if I make it to America, I'm going to get everything
free. Exactly right.
Free.
And I've seen the poster. USDA has a poster out. Come up here and you can get on our welfare and stuff like that. I've seen the poster.
Well, and then the NGOs, George Soros is at the root of it again.
Yeah.
How is he not arrested?
Why wouldn't the people can't come here,
Well, I would if I were them.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't blame them.
German population reaches record high of 83 million. Can you guess why?
Yeah, because you got 20 million Muslims coming there.
I don't know if that many, but ding, ding, ding. You win the prize. Yeah, I don't care how late you woke up. You got that one right.
Thank you.
You got that one right.
My brain's working a little bit better right now. Things are starting to flow.
Leaked messages throw Puerto Rico's governor into major crisis. Leaked thousands of people have taken to the streets in Puerto Rico demanding the immediate resignation of the governor, Ricardo Rosello. The protests in the U.S. territory began after a group chat on Telegram message app between him and nine other members of the administration were leaked on Thursday. The hundreds of pages of messages revealed obscene, sexist, and homophobic remarks about women, political opponents, journalists, and others, according to the Puerto Rican there you go with technology again.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful about technology.
What you say.
I'm sure
write down, do anything.
I'm sure it's nothing unusual that no other group of government leaders have said
they'll do
before.
The same thing.
You remember the story? This is, it's been 5 years now, I believe. You remember the black man who was basically choked to death? Not basically, choked to death
for selling cigarettes?
Selling cigarettes.
Yeah, I saw the video. It was terrible. Terrible. Absolutely. That cop should have been arrested and put in jail for 10 years.
New York City officer in Eric Garner's chokehold death will not face federal charges.
That's insane.
Will not face. How is that possible?
How is that possible? I mean, he was saying.
I can't breathe.
They had five guys holding him down, and this guy has a chokehold on him, and he said, I can't breathe.
And also, it was an illegal chokehold.
Right, exactly.
They proved that.
They proved that.
It wasn't the standard, right, quote-unquote, chokehold they're supposed to have on,
right,
people.
Right, exactly.
I don't know the guy. I don't know, but whatever. AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, and she found three other women. None of them are white. I mean, I don't mean that in a racist way, but if you're representing America, why wouldn't, you know, you're trying to get across the board women from America, why wouldn't you get a white woman? Four women, two black, I think one Hispanic, and whatever Ocasio-Cortez is, have been having press conferences and getting pretty aggressive against President Trump. And President Trump's been getting pretty aggressive about
that. Oh, yeah. Trump's firing back, too.
The agenda of white nationalists, AOC says. Other congresswomen respond to Trump's attack. So when Trump comes back and says, well, why don't you go back to the countries you came from, the crime-ridden, deprived, why don't you go fix them,
yeah.
And their reply is, well, this is just the agenda of white nationalists.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? What does that mean? This
means they're paid to stir up trouble. That's all it means. So that's all they're there for. Stir up trouble.
We've talked about this almost ad nauseum, but obviously we haven't talked about it enough. There is a cultural war. There is a color revolution going on in this country. It's not as obvious as maybe, you know, some of the Middle East countries that the CIA provoked, or China. Not quite as obvious, but it's going on. And these women, intentionally or not, I mean, I'm not mind readers, but intentionally or not, they are part of it.
Yeah. Well, the latest poll on her is 23% of the Democrats like her. I mean, she's alienating everybody because the Democrats think that they're going to cost them those ladies are going to cost them the House.
Well, she's actually helping them because then the other Democrats look very conservative in comparison.
To a certain way, if you want to look at it that way, but it's going to cost them the House. That's the way the Democrats think right now.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Well, if you got the, you know, Pennsylvania just put in those new voting machines, but they got the same back doors in them.
Yep.
So, I'm not sure that
Trump's got to do something about that, or he's going to lose the presidency. There ain't no two ways about it.
So the heart of this argument is Trump, or this debate, or whatever you want to call it. Trump told them to just go back. You don't like America, go back where you came from. I generally do not like that sentiment because that's saying, well, then America can do no wrong. Is that what you're saying? No, in this case, I don't get that from him. I don't get that that's what he's saying. We cannot let foreigners, and no. Omar is certainly, I mean, should she even be in here legally? I mean, she married her brother, suppose. I mean,
supposedly,
there's even a question about
that. There's a big stink about that.
There's certainly some evidence to suggest that,
yes,
might be true.
Yep.
Either way, you know, I'm an American. I don't care if I was born here or came here legally or whatever. I'm an American, and I have these foreign-born people coming in with clearly, clearly un-American socialist agendas.
Absolutely.
And lecturing me and ridiculing my president and ridiculing our country and trying to definitely shift America. You know, we're not going to say left or right. It's up or down.
Right.
So it's up is towards the Bill of Rights. Down is away from the Bill of Rights. Down towards the cesspools they came from.
Exactly.
So in that case, then I'm fine with Trump saying that. In fact, I applaud him. Yeah, I agree. Go home. You don't
like it, then
go home. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Me too.
Generally, I don't like that sentiment, though, because so that excuses everything America does. But in this case, I think it's appropriate.
I do too.
So we agree on that.
We do.
Well, the Senate, some of the Senate Republican leadership, they disagree with it. Both of us.
Screw them.
Member of Senate GOP leadership says Trump tweets are racist. And so, can you tell me how that is racist to say you don't like
it? Some convoluted world it might be. that they live in, not in the real world.
Ernst, one of the, who is this? Ernst, where is she from? Joni Ernst from Iowa. She's a Republican from Iowa. She says it's not constructive and not helpful. Joni, I would disagree with you because this type of rhetoric, for, I don't mean Trump's rhetoric, I mean rhetoric from these four foreign-born women getting up there lecturing us about socialist policies.
And they're better Americans than we are.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievably the gall of these people.
That cannot go unchecked.
Right.
So are you going to say something, Joni?
I mean,
are you going to get up and say something about it, Joni?
Nope. She's going to keep her mouth shut and try to get reelected.
This is why Trump, America loves Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even you don't like his, maybe the way he's saying it or whatever, but at least he's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
America does not like four foreign-born women who have come to their positions, some very questionably.
Questionably.
And lecturing us about the downfalls and pitfalls about America, the white society.
How bad it is.
How bad it is, and about how we need to go towards a socialist America.
Right.
America does not like that.
Nope.
And that cannot go unchecked, to me.
I agree. I'm all for Trump.
I think...
I lean towards Trump. You know that.
I didn't know that. Your watch told me nothing about that. Democrats to force impeachment vote. Al Green said Monday that he plans to force a vote on impeachment this month following Trump's inflammatory tweets telling a group of progressive Democrats to go back to where they came from. This is great news.
Yeah, I hope he does.
This is fantastic news.
Yeah.
Please, let's identify every person in Congress who wants to impeach Trump. Please, let's identify them. Please, let's have a vote. And ladies and gentlemen, again, I don't have a poster of Donald Trump on my wall. But let's get it out there. You want the impeachment of Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done a lot of good here.
Sure has.
Let's get all the people who are against him and want him impeached. Let's identify them.
That's right.
Please stand up and identify yourself.
Let's put a stamp of Emma on their forehead for moron. You know, like the scarlet letter?
Yeah. Instead of on their chest, they'll put it right on their forehead.
When they vote in Congress.
Just an M.
Yeah.
I'm picturing this right now. I'm laughing out loud. I can see Ocasio-Cortez dribbling on about how socially unjust we are with a big fat M on her forehead. Can you see that?
That'd be wonderful. I'd love that.
You know what? I think I would, too. I think I would, too. Peter Thiel, the Facebook executive.
I heard that interview. That was good.
He says, woke Google employees prefer communist China to America. And that's why a lot of the AI, a lot of the technology is going to China.
Yeah. And he questions why they're helping China's military instead of ours.
You're right. And right now, we've said this now, this is the third broadcast in a row. Right now, in China, and I'm not going to say if you disagree with Chinese government, that's not how I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it differently. If you believe and think ideologically the way that you do, the way that listeners of this show do, the way Power Hour people do, in China, you would not be allowed to get on a train or plane and probably not work.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right now.
Right now. Right
and
now.
And in large part, they can thank Google for it.
Right.
So there you go.
But those Chinese, they couldn't figure out that program.
Trump says he, quote, will look into Google treason. And he used the word treason.
He
will look into Google. I love that he says that. Let's see him do something. It's like the border. The border.
All right.
How many times do we need to solve the border? How many times do we need to solve the border issue?
Me and you could solve it within
10 minutes.
60 minutes.
60 minutes we could. We may have to have lunch. So,
yeah.
So an hour before, then lunch, and then an hour to think on it, and then an hour after, and have some definite plans.
Yep.
If we had all the information laid out before us.
I'd make a call to one of those military bases over there, send them all home, and they're going right to the border.
Done.
Done.
Constantine wire, double with dogs in the middle, guards every quarter mile.
That's
two
right.
guards. Shoot on sight. Give them a shot. Well, not shoot on sight. One warning shot, blaring out saying, do not come here. You will be shot. Go to the proper, the proper depot.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing about these, maybe they're saying Trump's racist. I guess I totally forgot. Part of it was, well, they're quote unquote in cages. Something people are not saying here about these quote-unquote people in cages or wherever they're being held, the children, the families, whatever. they're not being held in cages. They can leave at any time and go home.
Right. Exactly. They're not being...
They can leave at any time and go back to where they came from. And people are not saying that. I think that is a very important point. And the idea of the concentration camps, are you out of your mind? You know, that's what these people are. They're just not legitimate.
And AOC?
M. We'll call her Lady M with the M on her forehead.
Yeah, exactly. Saying that I was just there, and the lady told me that I had to drink out of toilets to get my water.
She lied. The other border agent said that's a complete lie.
Yeah.
I don't know who's
telling
the truth.
And she took that picture at the wire. Where
nobody was there.
Yeah, she turns over and cries, and she's got the cameraman. Oh, I didn't know there was going to be a cameraman here today.
Yeah. And there's nobody in front of her.
And nobody
somebody else had the other picture.
Yeah, exactly. What a crock of crap.
Tech giants brace for Washington showdown in echo of Bill Gates. And, you know, more technology news, what's going to be done. Pentagon installs third acting defense secretary of 2019. Of course, Jim Mattis is gone. And that's kind of a rotating position right now. I would like to thank John for that. Do you have a comment about that quickly?
He's got to find somebody who will listen to him. Mad Dog didn't want to listen.
John, we want to thank listener John for this story. This is in relation to those automatic checkout things in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
He said this is another reason not to use them. They're falsely accused of shoplifting, but retailers demand penalties. So, and the story is of this woman. She gets a letter from Walmart. You have been shoplifting, and you pay us $200 right now, or we're going to take you to court.
Oh.
And so, and the lady, this specific one in this story.
The one that has the picture of it that I was complaining about yesterday?
This one lady who Mrs. Thompson is her name, she got the letter, and she hadn't been to Walmart in a year. And she goes to court. Walmart didn't show up, so they're just throwing out letters to try to make
people pay.
You know, people say, "Wow, I don't want to go to court. I'll pay $200."
Yeah, exactly.
I'll pay $200 not to go to court.
Plus $200 for court costs.
Yeah, I don't have the time. It cost me $200 to leave work and go there. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Tactalian on the other side. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum! If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. We've got some great specials. Everything we're going to talk about with our next guest is on sale at the Power Mall. Of course, Numana Food Storage is on sale. Also the Iron Earth for plants. We're having fantastic results with that Iron Earth. So if you grow plants, you house plants, I don't care, tomato plants, I don't care what it is, check out that over at the Power Mall. They're all on sale. The Man of Food Storage, I don't promote it enough, all the floods and what have you. Now's the time. Just have something in your house, please. If you don't buy Numana, you know, go to the store, buy some beans and rice, something. Have something extra. I'm telling you, the crop situation, this is real. I'm in this business. This is real, okay? Have something. Numana on sale, 10% off. At the Power Mall. So give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Our next guest is one of our favorites. Some of our lowest times, our hardest times, our transition times, when everybody seemingly was against us, this man was with us and with the Power Hour. And I've thanked him several times. I will always thank him. I will always remember that. We talk about buying for the good guys. From Vitamir, Robert Tactalian. Robert, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, that's a nice introduction. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you very much. I mean, you've come on for years, and you've been there when we needed you, and we love your products, and we love you. So what's something you do outside of, you know, selling toothpaste and helping people's oral health? What's just something you like to do?
Personally, like in my life?
Yeah, yeah.
I like to play golf. I can go on with many other things. I don't know if you want to hear those.
Well, play golf. You like to play golf. You like to, I think you said you like to fish. You do like to fish?
Yeah, I like fishing a lot. I just enjoy that. I release them after I catch the fish. But it's just fun. I think everybody should go fishing. It's such a good sport.
Did you pick that up here in America, or did you start that where you came from?
Oh, no, I started that when I was a kid. I always enjoyed fishing. When I was a kid,
cool.
We were fishing to eat because we were hungry. It was after World War II, and there was not much food to eat. So, but as I grew up, I always liked fishing.
In
Canada.
What country did you grow up in?
I was born in Armenia. I'm Armenian by nationality. But I moved to Canada in beginning of 70s, and I moved to States 80s. So I've been here since.
Tell us a little bit. I know we're going to get into toothpaste and stuff, but people they always want to get to know you a little bit better. Talk about a child after World War II in Armenia. Where is it geographically? Give us an idea what it was like.
Well, Mount sure you know where Noah's Ark landed.
Yes.
That's Armenia. And they took half of that. The Turks killed, do you know the Armenian genocide? I'm sure you heard of that.
I did.
In 1915, Turks took part of the Armenia. It was a deal between Russia and Turkey. They decided how to divvy up our country, you know. Well, that's, I guess, vectors do that, right? And part of the Mount Ararat now they call Turkey, which is not. Like, if you watch historical channels, Karahunj or Göbekli Tepe, they call it, which means belly button mountain. That's in Armenia. That all those lands are Armenian lands, but right now they're under Turkish rule. But that's history. I was born in Armenia in 1948, right after the war, and there was horrible times. It was under Soviet Union at the time, part of republics. There was no food. I know a lot of stories. The only time things got better after Stalin died in 1953, and I remember I was already 5 years old, and I was a pretty smart kid. I remember how people rejoicing inside their homes, but not outside.
Ooh.
Because if somebody would see you rejoicing, you'd be shot right there or taken to Siberia. You know the saying that said, the walls have ears? That was so true. You couldn't even think in your mind because they would come and say, you're thinking. You have no right to think. You were thinking something bad. You say, no, I didn't. You say, yeah, I heard you thinking. Can you imagine what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, you know, that's a, you can really imagine it when you're talking about the technology in Google now, but you're talking about this is.
So they took millions of people to Siberia. That's how Siberia was built. Or if you go Siberia and dig around the railroads, across the railroad lines, you will find is bones after 2-3 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm talking millions, not 10 million or 15. I think the number is 40 million or something. I don't know exactly. But Stalin and Beria killed. They didn't care. The killing was a business. Their business was killing anybody they thought may be against them or may think that's against them. Didn't
what?
Matter who you are. You were a general, you were a minister, you were just ordinary guy. Doesn't matter. Anybody said something that you thought against them, you're a dead man. Not only you, but your entire family. They would come at night with big truck, collect your family, put it in. No one would ever see you again. You're gone. Can you imagine what a horrible thing I'm talking about?
Oh, my gosh. I've talked to people that were in Germany. I haven't talked to anybody from Armenia before around that time or just after the war.
Right.
You know what's so shocking to me is I see certain things going on in Europe right now, in America. I'm seeing different trends or whatever. And it alarms me because it seems similar to the path that they took in Europe or Russia took. It seems like a similar path, and I don't want to go there. It alarms me greatly.
You know the saying is bad things happen when good people do nothing?
Yes.
Well, this is what's happening right now. Good people are hiding. Bad people are out there with their swords chopping around and doing all the bad things they can because good people don't do nothing.
Let me ask you about Armenia when you were there.
Sure.
The 1915, I'm a fairly good study of history when it relates
to... That's
the
time of genocide. Started.
Right. That, yeah. Now, if I'm you tell me if I'm mistaken. I believe in Armenia, they were disarmed before they killed them all. Is that true?
Right. The very true. That's why a lot of American people will not ever give up their guns. But what they did first, the Turkish government collected guns for supposedly national security reasons, and then they collected all the men from 10 years up, I think, to supposedly construct roads and kill them while they were working, starving to them dead. And I'm talking hundreds of thousands of people, men. And then all the women and children left at home, I'll give you a gross thing, one of them that will really hit anybody that they're thinking. They would collect men and women and children and shove them in churches, close, lock them up, and burn the whole church. So they won't spend bullets. Or they would tie 2-3 people together and throw them in the water, so bullets were expensive. Or they would cut a pregnant woman to see it's a boy or a girl. They would make a bet. I mean, I can go on and on and give you stories like this.
We don't want to go too far with that. But
just to understand how gross, and all the European people, especially Germans, were there watching what's happening. They asked Hitler in 1943 or so, one of their meetings, it's a historical fact. You can check this out. They said, you're killing all these Jews. You know, history will not forget that. You know what Hitler said?
What?
Who remembers the Armenians? Yeah, who remembers? You know, and it was only, 25 years after the 15th genocide?
Oh, God, that's such a great point.
Think about that, what I'm saying. And humans will kill each other no matter what we do, no matter how smart we are. You know, once Joyce Riley asked me on the show, he said, Robert, what would you say about what's happening in this and that? I said, look, no matter how smart we get, no matter how advanced our technology, everything is designed to kill more people. It's killing machine. Humans did this to each other for thousands of years. It's nothing new. But now we are so advanced, we can do mass killings, no problem.
How did you get out of that area?
Legally. My folks are Canadians. My father and mother ended up behind Iron Curtain, and they couldn't get out in 1946. They were dreaming to live in their own country, so they went back to Armenia, and they couldn't get out. Once you were in Iron Curtain, behind Iron Curtain, you couldn't get out. And this is so amazing. It doesn't matter who you are, where you were, unless you had a political connection and you were there diplomatic reasons, once you went in, you couldn't get out. That's why they call Iron Curtain, right?
Yeah, so how did you get out? How did you get out?
Well, in 1968, 69, 70s, things changed. The politics changed in Russia. They wanted to have good relations with the rest of the world. And Jewish people started getting out, got the right, because they wanted to go to Jerusalem. So we were one of the first to get out because my grandmother was Canadian, so they were demanding our release. So that's how we got out. We got lucky, really. We were one of the first Armenians that could get out of Armenia in 1970.
You know, that's even worse than what went on in Germany, because if you were German, even if you're a German Jew, and you were, you know, under ridicule and under the gun and what have you, and they were going to take you, if you had a passport from another country, or if you were born in another country, whatever, you could get out. You could get out rather easily. You could have your papers and you could get out. But in Russia, there was no hope for a lot of years. You couldn't get out at all.
No hope. And if you said anything, they just take you to Siberia. I mean, simple as that. Or they just shoot you.
Last question. I definitely want to talk about oral health is important too, but this is, I think it's important to have this story that people can understand where you came from and just really understand history. When you look at society today, America, the world, whatever, do you see things that concern you? Do you see things that bother you?
That yes, remind you
of this path?
Yes. I'm a thinking person. I'm not a genius, but I'm ordinary person. Of course I think similarities. When somebody wants to become a dictator, things change. When some groups fight against each other without thinking about their own people's health and wealth, things change. We have too many political factions in this country who, they were designed to argue with each other to make things better for American people. But now all the leaders of those groups and their minions, all they care is about how much money they can collect, how much information they can get, inside information to trade in the stock market. Everything is done for money, not for our people. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. They were supposed to argue, like husband, mother and father will discuss and argue about something, how good it is for their family to do, and then come up with the best solution. That's what our politicians were supposed to do. But, you know, that's not how it works anymore. It used to work before. You know, when I came here, country was booming. United States was the best of the best. It still is, considering with many other countries in the world. But some things are changing because our political leaders, we choose them to go there. Once they get there, once they get a chair, they don't want to lose that chair. They do everything for keeping their power and money. And lobbyists, the biggest criminals in the world to me, they corrupt people. Lobbyists corrupt people. In my opinion, if they would make terms, 4 years, you serve the country just like in the army. You get out. Somebody else has to come. Once the term is over, senator, congressman, president, you're out. There's got to be somebody new. So they will not become dictators or kings or keep their chair for 50 years or whatever, lifetime. It's personal gain. They don't care about ordinary people. I don't care what they say. What I see is unless you take care of yourself, doesn't matter if you're sick or what, they don't care about you.
Let's get to you and your spirit of freedom, entrepreneurship. You certainly brought that here to this country and flourished in this country and had many things that you did. You came upon, because of your situation with your own teeth, necessity is the mother of invention many times. You were going to lose your teeth, and then just quickly, we've heard the story, but quickly for new people, how did you start and come up with Vitamir?
I had a very successful business. I was very busy. And when I had an oral problem, it started. You know, oral problem starts, it's like the enemy crawling behind you. You don't know they're there. And then they stick the knife in your back. That's when you find out you have a problem. Oral disease and problem starts like that because you don't take care of your oral health. You're not diligent about it. And the disease will crawl in. Once you have these problems started, it's very hard to get rid of them. And that's what happened to most people. If you don't take care of your oral health, it will attack you. It will hurt you badly. And that was my case. I thought I have the best teeth in the world. I can chew nails. You know, I was a healthy man, and I never had problem. Of course, I brushed my teeth, and once in a while I went to dentist, but I was not diligent about it. And it started badly. I had a lot of pains, and every time I would go to dentist, say, come on, take care of it. Whatever it is, do it. I got to go. I got things to do. So they did. They took care of my money. They took care of me temporarily. I say that because, you know, a lot of dentists are there for money. People always ask me, how do you find good dentists? I say, ask around. Ask somebody knows a good dentist, honest person who cares about what they do. They chose this profession because they care about what they do, just like we care about what we do. We don't sell junk. We sell good stuff that helps people. There is a lot of good dentists who are good professionals and care about. And there is dentists who sell Vitamir toothpaste without worrying that they will lose customers. How's that?
Yeah.
And there is a lot of dentists who used to sell our product. They don't sell it now because customers don't go back every 2 months. Health problems. problem.
That's unbelievable. That's almost unbelievable.
It's true.
No, I believe you, but I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Toothpaste and mouthwash, and you had your checkup once a year, a good toothpaste with great ingredients and a good mouthwash should keep you going without cavities, without any problems. Because in our mouth, what we have is a bone structure, nerve structure, ends up in your teeth. You have tissue gums holding your teeth, and then you have your teeth. There is nothing else. It's not like inside your guts and heart and liver, you see. Now, if you keep it clean and out of bacteria and use great ingredients that keeps your gum tissue healthy, holding your teeth tight, your pockets are small, food and blood particles will not stay in your mouth, because if you don't brush your teeth at night and you have big pockets in your gums, food and blood particles will stay in your gum. You sleep, within 8 hours, you have a bacteria growing in your mouth. In those pockets, your mouth is hot and wet, full of enzymes. Our saliva is full of enzymes, right? That's enzymes. That's your first digestion starts in your mouth when you chew. Because of your saliva, it helps you to break it up and mix it up in your mouth with your tongue. And that's your first digestion in your mouth. So no matter how a good gums you have, there is little pockets that food and blood particles will get stuck in there. Unless you're very diligent and clean your mouth every night, guaranteed, must, to have oral health. 2 to 3 times brushing your teeth and cleaning your mouth is very important.
Let's talk about the toothpaste. We got the 3 kinds of toothpaste, the regular Vitamir toothpaste, the Vitamir zinc plus xylitol, and then the children's toothpaste, and then, of course, the mouthwash. Just quickly talk about those toothpastes and how they're different than what else is on the market.
Well, one thing I don't talk is about other products are bad or good. I never done that. I will never do it. Everybody has their own product.
Well, how's it different? How's it different?
It's the ingredients. The ingredients are like zinc, folic acid, clove oil, mineral oil. The way Ivan combined those ingredients and the other ingredients to make the toothpaste, like the silica and glycerin out of coconut and so on, it's the ingredients that make the toothpaste. I have thousands of children that use our product, and they have no cavities. I tell you what, if you know a family and find out that their children have cavity, you put them on a Vitamir toothpaste, children's toothpaste, within 6 months they will barely have any cavity.
Why is that?
Well, the ingredients work. We have zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil. We have birch, xylitol taken out of birch tree. We have CoQ10. I mean, there's all fantastic ingredients that keeps your oral health, fight bacteria. Like zinc and folic acid will penetrate to your bloodstream, just like bacteria penetrates to your bloodstream, to your heart. That's how you get heart disease. I'm sure everybody heard about 80% of heart disease patients have gum disease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens, you have gum disease day in, day out, all day. It goes to your bloodstream, and it ends up somewhere in your heart. There is collecting enough pocket to give you heart disease. Now you're a really sick person. So everything starts in your mouth. That's why I coined this, my sentence is, beginning with your health starts in your mouth. You take care of your mouth will take care of you.
We got a couple of minutes before the break, and then we're going to talk to you after the break. It's really a pleasure. We're talking to Robert Tektalian from Vitamir. All these products that we're mentioning are at the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. The mouthwash. I just adore the mouthwash. I mean, I really like the toothpaste. Your toothpaste is the toothpaste, toothpaste I use. But the mouthwash, I'm over the moon about that mouthwash. A couple minutes to get into that.
Well, the same thing. Again, you have ingredients that clean your mouth, get rid of bacteria, kill bacteria, penetrate between your teeth and gum, and get after bacteria. So if your mouth is clean, there's less bacteria, then your mouth is healthy. You know, when you go to dentist, they say you need a bridge or you need this and that. I tell people, get a second opinion. I don't care who says that you need a bridge or big work done in your mouth. Get a second opinion. If it's necessary, get a third opinion. But don't tell each dentist you go to that you're just hunting for an opinion. Just don't tell them you've been to another dentist. Get their honest opinion. And find a good dentist. Because what happens is if you trust them without asking questions, without asking why do you need that job done, they can create so much work in your mouth. Imagine the time you spend at the dental office, the pain, the money. It's just a horrible thing. And people don't realize how important their teeth is until, take a look at people with no teeth or they have partial dentures. Ask them, can you take those dentures off? Let me look at your face. It deforms you.
Mm. There's the music. Stay tuned. More of this on the other side. We'll get into the mouthwash. Of course, maca. Really excited about these maca capsules. Love maca. Robert Tactalian, thepowermall.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy.